If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey everyone, just a quick warning. This episode does have explicit language and may not be appropriate for kids.
You see all this new shit he's got? I really got sidetracked right there.
Last episode, we left off with Anthony Curcio running out of options in police custody for the robbery of a Brinks truck. We'll get back to that, but for now, let me set a scene for you. This is from my time out in Washington State this summer. I'm with Anthony. We're at a gym, which is located in a nice, upscale little shopping center in Redmond, an affluent suburb outside of Seattle. The gym is mainly one large room, with some ellipticals and treadmills, and an area for free weights. There are TVs on the wall, plus inspirational quotes from people like Wayne Gretzky and Abraham Lincoln. The gym is one of Anthony's business ventures he started up since he got out of prison. He recently sold the place, but as part of the deal, he tells me that he still has access to one room. We walk to the back of the gym, and he opens a door to a mop closet.
Okay, the mop closet. Okay, look around.
Anthony reaches to the wall and pulls back a panel.
Electromagnetic lock. Key code entry.
There's a brief rush of air, and then the back door of the mop closet opens. There's a room behind it.
Obviously, this is against code. This is so ridiculous. Okay, you gotta come in and look at this.
The room is spare and spotlessly clean. It is maybe 4 feet deep and about 10 feet wide. There's a few illustrations on the wall that Anthony has done, and a desk.
This is my pride and joy. Everything was custom built by moi. And so this desk folds out. It may sound creepy, but so the walls have acoustical green glue. So it's just super fucking quiet all the time. What? You're giving me a weird look.
Did this room exist before?
Fuck no.
You created this room.
Yes, I created this room.
Why does this need to exist?
Why? Because, you know why? If you come to my house during the summer or after 3 o'clock on the school days, it's because my office has been taken over from my kids. That's why.
But why do you have to build it into a secret false door, mop closet, fake wall?
Why not?
The next day, I asked Anthony about the room.
I couldn't help but notice it was the size of a prison cell.
Yeah, it is.
That's comfort for you?
Yes. Yep. That's the office size I want. I don't want a bigger one. It's almost too big as is.
What do you think about that? That's comfortable for you now?
Well, it's sick, and there's all these psychological things attached to it that I probably should, like, focus on working on unraveling the whys, but really I'm just like, fuck it, I want to build another secret room.
My name is Nate Scott. I'm a reporter and editor at For the Win and USA Today Sports. This is The Sneak.
If you're like me and refuse to let go of your skinny jeans, you're a millennial. And if you're a millennial, it's time to add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. Rooted in nature and innovated with science, Clarins has a long legacy of creating industry-first, plant-forward products
Using a skin charger complex made of 2% niacinamide and sea holly bioextract, Clarins Multi-Active Cream has been clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles, refining pores, evening tone and texture, and strengthening the skin's moisture barrier. While Multi-Active Cream can't bring back the golden age of boy bands, it can de-stress your skin. Clarins Multi-Active Cream is available online now. Go to clarins.com/truecrime and get Multi-Active Day and Night Cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/truecrime with promo code TRUECRIME. clarins.com/truecrime with promo code TRUECRIME.
It was a bit over a month after the crime had taken place. Anthony was in police custody. The police and FBI had matched his DNA to DNA at the crime scene, and they had a friend of his, JJ, willing to cooperate. Anthony decided to cut a deal with the prosecutor. They settled on 5 years in prison. You're about to hear the voice of the prosecutor on this case, Assistant U.S. Attorney Bruce Miyake.
We thought that 60 months would be fair. The judge disagreed with our recommendation and went 12 months higher. He gave him an additional year. And I certainly understand and respect the judge's decision on that.
Describe Anthony to someone who's never met him.
Well, Anthony back then is different than Anthony now.
You're hearing the voice of Breanne Peters, Anthony's first cousin.
Now, Anthony is different, of course, not in a bad way, just different. He's been through a lot.
Did you notice a change in Anthony after prison?
I had never realized how much emotional turmoil was going on with Anthony. And I think some of that is from prison, you know, the things that he went through.
Anthony, for his part, does say prison changed him. At times, he'll tell you that he's glad he went to prison because it saved his life. He got clean in prison. He stopped using opiates. But prison also changed Anthony in ways he doesn't like. He traces that to time he spent serving in La Tuna, a federal prison not far from the U.S.-Mexico border. It was there that Anthony was sent to the SHU.
Yesterday, you mentioned the SHU a few times. What is the SHU?
The SHU is a special housing unit. Or, you know, some people call it solitary, but quite often they'll put two people in there. I've heard of three even when it's really crowded. But it's separate from regular general population prison.
Why were you sent to the SHU?
No, I don't really even know why exactly I was sent. There was two different things, and everything's so secretive with the feds, you really don't ever find out. And the Bureau of Prisons is no different. The GQ article came out. Here, one theory is the GQ article came out.
This is the article by David Kushner, which came out in October of 2010.
Maybe that they just wanted me to shut up or whatever, even though I have no idea. That's one theory.
The other theory is that Anthony was locked up for a violent attack on a fellow inmate, which Anthony maintains he had nothing to do with. Two people he says he spent time with attacked a fellow inmate who had been locked up for child molestation.
Two of these guys got totally wasted one night and just went and waited until this guy went to the bathroom and just, I don't know what they did, but I'm assuming slammed his head on something pretty bad because they carted the guy out.
Anthony says that as he was associated with the two who assaulted the other prisoner, he was brought to the SHU with them, even though he didn't take part in the attack. But he was taken there all the same. And then he waited.
We were all told several times that we were getting out. I was told for a while, you're going to get, it was a weekly thing. You're going to get out. And it was always releases would happen on Tuesdays. You're getting out next Tuesday. We know for sure. We talked about you in the meeting. And my counselor and like the psychologist would come by and say that. And then so next, you know, the next Tuesday would come and it's just all bullshit.
Anthony says this continued for 7 months. Officials at La Tuna did not respond to a request asking to be interviewed for this podcast. In an email, the Office of Public Affairs from the Federal Bureau of Prisons wrote, quote, "For privacy and safety and security reasons, We do not discuss former inmates. All right, what I'm about to play you is Anthony's response when I asked him to describe the shoe to me. It's long, but I have to stress this is actually only a snippet. When I asked Anthony about the shoe, he spoke for 31 minutes straight, only broken up by me asking one quick clarifying question. I also want to give a warning. What you're about to hear is difficult and may not be appropriate for children.
Yeah, and it's just the cockroaches. Holy fucking hell. Lights would go down at, 11 o'clock, and it was like you had to cover up immediately, really. It seemed like they just, there's not one. You don't see one during the day. Not one. And it's just a wide open, there's not, many places to hide. They're fascinating creatures. But as soon as the lights go out, they come out of from wherever they are. And yeah, in the morning, like I always tell this story really to make a point of what type of place I was in. But you'd wake up every morning and I learned to sleep completely still because you only get one sheet, right? And you'd wrap this sheet around you. And before you go to bed, make sure there's no cracks, no way that these fucking things can get in. And they just fucking sit on the other side. And as you wake up every morning, it's just like this little panic for like 10, 15 seconds. Like, is there a spot? Is there a spot open? Oh, okay, there's not. And then it's, slowly working our way down, getting these fucking things off. And you just see little shadows and it's so fucking sick.
Hey, it's Danny from Wondery, here to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, SimpliSafe. Every night, local police departments across America receive hundreds of calls from burglar alarms. The vast majority of the time, they have no idea whether the alarm is real, and all the alarm company can tell them is the motion sensor went off. SimpliSafe home security is different. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real, video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. That means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. You can set up your system yourself. No tools needed. That's what I did. Or SimpliSafe can do it for you, and it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Visit simplisafe.com/sneak. You'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Go now and be sure to go to simplisafe.com/SNEAK so they know our show sent you. One more time, that's simplisafe.com/sneak.
I just went fucking mad. It was like month four was when, and then the person that I was living with, he was this big guy. Everybody claims to be like a professional boxer, like real tough guy shit. This guy was a UFC fighter, or whatever. And he just claimed to be this big badass guy from, I think, North Dakota or whatever. And he starts telling me this story. He was like glamorizing all of it. Like he used to sell meth and it was like this girl at a party that was like really into him. And I was on the top bunk, and this guy describes to me, like, basically saying that this girl, like, came up to him while he was playing beer pong with his friends and was flirting with him. And then that, because of that, later on in the night, he was outside in the grass with this girl, and she was like leading him on earlier or whatever. Well, this fucking, he basically just told me. He told me he raped the girl, really. And he's laughing about it. And I'm on the top bunk. My wife is, I can't protect my wife. I can't, I got two daughters. And here this fucking guy is telling me, he's a big guy. He's going to tell me about this and he's laughing about it. Like, what the fuck? And this is the only time in my life that I really have gone totally red. Like, I found a rage in me I didn't know existed. I am a worse person from going in there. And I came off my bunk and, I never said a word to him again. But that was after that, it was the last time I ever was housed with anybody. And I do not fucking regret any little bit of, you know, I mean, I basically just, I attacked him. I did. It's like the only time I've ever done that. I mean, he was more than capable of defending himself, but there was so much emotion that was going on. And the best part about it is that they didn't put me with anybody else, ever, you know, ever again when I was in there. And I had another 4 months to go. But shit, isolation brings on a whole nother animal, you know? All kind of, like, any mental illness you might have had, like, gets totally blown up. And I just started to, like, focus on suicide and be fascinated with my fucking death. I didn't believe I'd ever get out of there. And to think that makes no sense because you only had a short sentence. You know you're going to get out. You know, everything that I knew about solitary and the shoe and every rule that you thought and, like, right that I thought that I had as an inmate even, they were all broken, you know, during that. And it was week after week they kept promising me I'd get out, and it never fucking happened. Instead, they just kept fucking with me, and these little things kept fucking with me until I really was just like, come in my fucking cell, you know, I don't care, cuff me up, but I'm gonna fucking bite you, I'm gonna do whatever I can. You may cut off my limb, but at least I cut you. I don't care. I had this rage, and that's what it was. And finally, I was just like, fuck it. How do I kill myself? And so it was like, okay, I took my sheet and I, like, tried to get up on the top bunk, which I didn't use. And I was trying to get this, like, the light cover off of this fucking thing at the very top. And I wanted to cut it, you know, to pull down the cover that goes around it, shatter a piece, and then just fucking be done. And somewhere in this moment or in that time of just misery was when it was just like, you know what? As mad as you fucking get, ultimately, you're the one that puts you here. You are, Anthony. And so it was like, I don't know why it took all of that to, like, really realize that I was the one that put myself in that situation. But I started to think about death because of, you know, wanting to kill myself. And I'm just like, what will people think of me before I die? And I start thinking about, well, what will I think, you know, because I'm going to get that fucking thing and I'm going to pull it off eventually and I'm going to break it and I'm going to kill myself. And it was like an obsession.
Anthony was ready to die. But then, at his absolute bottom, he found a new will to live, and his salvation came from Elmo.
I realized how passionate about drawing I had become, and really what started as, like, me just doing little tiny illustrations and Elmo and, you know, whatever, have turned into these elaborate books.
In prison, Anthony had started drawing pictures as a way to keep in touch with his kids, who were very young at the time. He'd draw Beaker from the Muppets, or Elmo. But then, the planner he is, the projects grew in scope. He started making entire books for his kids.
My only incident report in the Bureau of Prisons during 5.5 years or whatever that I served, it was for using a typewriter for, what is it? Using a typewriter for like non-legal work. You know what I was doing? And I have that. I have that paper still. I just saw it when I was going through all my shit. I was writing The Mouse in the House.
Prison typewriters were only supposed to be for legal work, but Anthony had placed his illustrations in there and typed out the story of The Mouse in the House. He showed it to us. It's obviously put together roughly, but it's pretty good. And that wasn't the only book Anthony did in prison. He also wrote one called My Daddy's in Jail, which is about, well, when your dad is in jail. While in prison, Curcio sent the book out to publishers, but had no such luck. It didn't matter, though, not really. Drawing had saved his life. After 7 months, he says he was finally released from the shoe. He stopped hanging out with the other guys in prison, just focused on his illustrations. The man who always needed a project, whether it be building Lego cities, or designing a killer football route, or planning the perfect robbery, had a new project. Children's books.
Can I offer a theory?
It's a theory.
An idea. Maybe. You are a man who likes a project.
Yes.
You like planning. It would have been very, very hard to plan anything in the shoe. They'd kind of taken away your future, your hopes, anything, because they were telling you that it wasn't happening. Was suicide a plan, just something to think about and seize on?
Maybe. Yeah, I guess it was a plan.
Did a new plan replace that plan, and is that why?
Kind of. I guess a new plan did. Or I just had my eyes opened, or I just gave up. You know, whatever it was, I'm glad it happened.
Anthony had served his time. Nearly 6 years. Years which had irrevocably changed him. And during those long years, the other people involved in this crime? Nothing. They'd taken part in it, or had their fun with the $200,000 that was spent. But that was it. No one else was ever charged. The getaway driver, the lookout, the infamous JJ, the guy who helped Anthony move the boulders, all the other people involved, they kept living their lives. And Anthony, to his credit, I suppose, hadn't ratted them out. He had been in GQ, got featured in an ABC 2020 special, and he never once named anyone. But back in Monroe, people were talking, including the people who had helped Anthony. And next week, we set out to find them. To hear more episodes of The Sneak, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. If you like the show, you can share it with a friend who would be interested in the story. That would be great. Or if you remember to rate and review The Sneak on Apple Podcasts, that helps other people find out about the show. If you want to listen to all 9 episodes of The Sneak right now, ad-free, you can head over to wondery.fm/sneakplus to start binging. The Sneak is a project of For the Win and USA Today Sports. It is produced by myself, along with Anthony Pacillo and Pat Shanahan. Audio engineering and sound design from Chris Bauerbank, and our sound recordist is Josh Savare. Research and additional production from Daniela Schneider. Our executives are Kate Gutman and Mark Hyland. Thanks to Emmanuel Lozano, Joe Myers, and the Monroe Police Department.